Here is the news. Presiden Prabowo Subianto has set a target to resolve Indonesia's waste management problem by 2029. Prabowo has instructed Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal, Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian, and Head of BPI Danantara Rosan Parkasa to coordinate efforts to accelerate the resolution of the waste problem. Norofik told reporters after a limited meeting with Prabowo that the government has prepared all strategies through several approaches. Cheers. Indonesia and the International Labour Organization agreed to continue strengthening strategic cooperation to realize an inclusive, fair, safe, and sustainable work environment. Indonesian Manpower Minister Yasirli noted in a statement on Wednesday that the government wants to ensure that no worker is left behind. Every group, including people with disabilities, informal workers, and digital sector workers, must receive equal protection and access to decent work. That's the news.
Apa? harap kau baik-baik saja. Pujaan hati, andai kau tahu ku sangat mencintai dirimu. Hei pujaan hati, setiap malam aku berdoa kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Hei pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa kau tak membalas cintaku?
Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
dirimu buatku selalu penasaran, terkadang menjauh, terkadang buatku tersipu. Malu manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu harus bagaimana. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki, teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-teki, teka-tekimu. Yang sesungguhnya malu manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu bagaimana. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki, teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-tekimu. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki, teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-teki, teka-tekimu.
Terkadang ku merasa hampir tak mampu menghadapi kamu. Semua tanda tanyamu, sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan
teka-teki, teka-teki. Mungkinkah aku temukan jawaban teka-teki, teka-tekimu.
Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya
dengan
teka-teki, teka-tekimu.
Thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality.
Thank you.
one of the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants a harahap as Hasapi musicians views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martogi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Sakap sakap bonai nang
All songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Waktu mengizinkan ku menunggu seiring dengan berjalannya waktu, akhirnya kita berdua bertemu. Oh, diriku tersipu malu melihat sikapmu yang lucu. Andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, akan ku lepas diri. Waktu mengizinkanku menunggu dirimu, yeah, yeah. Rasaku terjatuh cinta pada pandangan yang pertama. Sulit bagiku untuk bisa berhenti mengagumi dirinya. Oh Tuhan, tolong
to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back. It's my cell phone number, so please call back.
Yeah. Oh, satu rongga dada. Jaga yang bisa ku jaga.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pratik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
www.voinews.id. You listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, do you know BJ Habibi, listener? Yes, BJ Habibi or Baharudin Yusuf Habibi was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th June 1936. He was a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. You know that he has also some wise word, and one of his very phenomenal wise word is intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. That's BJ Habibie. Yes, the quote of the day, as the wise word of BJ Habibie, intelligence without love is dangerous and love without intelligence is not enough. That was said by BJ Habibie. And being born in Parepare, he had some wise word, and one of them is that what we said, intelligence without love is dangerous and love without intelligence is not enough. That was wise word from BJ Habibie. Listener, for the next segment that we would like to share you is, this is about Music Corner. It is a song with title Mudiak Arau from West Sumatra. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudia Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudia Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!
jari manismu ku terdiam, ingin menggila. Saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada pada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya, dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari, hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa. Lagi ku berkata-kata kau lah yang selalu di benakku. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya.
The thing that you will wait,
Welcome Indonesia is coming up shortly.